Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And you're going to be glad you're here, too, because Dr. Terry Levine is with us. She is the guru of coaching. She is a top life and business coach, the founder of Comprehensive Coaching U. She is also the founder of the Professional Coaching Coach Training School, the Coaching Institute. And she is the, and by the way, folks, you'll appreciate this, her hobby is racing Formula Dodge cars. Now, I'm going to have to ask her about that in a minute. We haven't talked to her for a long time, way too long. We've missed her. She's got a brand new book out called Coaching is for Everyone. Terry Levine, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. We've missed you. Where have you been?
I've been writing books and speaking and training coaches all around the world.
Yeah, I believe it. Well, congratulations. It's so great to see the success that you've had and the way your message has resonated. Coaching is something that's really come of age, and no small part because of you and your peers out there. I mean, if you actually have any peers, you probably don't. But coaching has really come of age in the last 10 to 15 years, hasn't it?
It really has. It's become a household word. People now know what it is when we say that we're coaches, and they know that we're not coaching sports teams.
I remember when you I remember our conversation, believe it or not, when you were on the last time, and you were talking about this, you know, this concept of being coached and coaching CEOs and that sort of thing. And at that time, it was still something. It was still a budding profession and discipline, wasn't it?
It really was. And within about the last 10 years, just like you said, it's gone from just scratching the surface to now most organizations having coaches and knowing what coaching is.
A lot of my Brain Trust members, other Brain Trust members, Terry, when I talk to them from time to time on different topics, you know, something will come up about them. They'll say something about, well, okay, Jim, I can't talk to you at 3 because I've got to meet with my coach. Mm-hmm. Now, these are highly successful, top shelf people. And, you know, here's Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer of all time. I think he'll go down in the history as being that, if not already by the time he retires. And yet, you know, he spends a lot of time with his coaches.
You know, if you think about it, everyone who has really succeeded, whether in business or in life or in sports or in music, everyone has had a coach to help them along on the journey.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference in a coach and a mentor?
I'm glad that you asked that. A coach actually has specific professional skills to use with you, to ask you certain questions, to help you find the answers from within, to tap into what you really want. A mentor helps guide you and train you and lead you and has walked in your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
With a coach, you do the driving.
and you know something else. My mentors, every single mentor I ever had, didn't know they were being my mentor.
Now,
there was nothing. There was nothing intentional. I watched them, and they were my mentor by watching them, and I watched them be successful, and I watched them make their mistakes. A coach is completely proactive and intentional, isn't it?
Yes, coaching is very intentional. You enter the relationship knowing that you have a coach, knowing what their role is. And also, Jim, knowing that they are not a consultant, they're not going mm-hmm. to tell you what to do. That's an important distinction.
Mm-hmm. That is important because I was a consultant once upon a time, and to individual small business owners, and I found myself, though, what was interesting, I found myself consulting with them, as you say, giving them information, But I also found myself, I could see way back in the 90s, early 90s, that I was talking with people, these people I was dealing with, I actually had to coach them. They needed that as well. And so I can certainly see how what you're doing is something that's important and needed. What is the first step in a relationship between a coach and a business owner?
That's a great question. The first step in the relationship is establishing the guidelines. Number one, that the coach will not give you the answers, that you can disagree with the coach, that you want to be honest with the coach and truthful with the coach, and that the coach will do the same with you. And then where we start with our clients is understanding who they are. So no matter what kind of small business they have, we have to know who the human being is. Even though it's business coaching, we still have to build the relationship by understanding the person, who they are, what their values are, what their goals are.
And you have to be pretty good at finding out how they respond to information, don't you?
Yes. In order to be coached, you have to be someone who is really willing to share and to open up and to let in new ideas and information and not resist.
Now, I call that self-analysis. That's what I was taught 30-something years ago. But in your book, you call that self-coaching.
I do, yes. I really believe that all of us have like an inner guidance system, and we have this inner coach that we can tap into. And as long as we know the right skills, we can self-coach and ask ourselves the right questions, and we've got other tools that we use that allow us to go deeper into knowing our own answers, taking action, and becoming more successful.
And coaching, though, is not, inner coaching is not just saying affirmations and being positive about yourself, is it? It's more than that, isn't it?
I am so glad you said that. Yes, we can certainly be positive, and if you have a choice, why not be? However, you won't change your life without specific foundational coaching skills. So it's a lot more than positive thinking.
Is that what a coach's job is to do? Is not only to coach you while they're with you in that moment, but also to let those words and the ability to coach yourself happen after they're gone, after they're not with you?
Absolutely. I believe that the best coaches teach our clients how to self-coach and how to connect with their own inner voice so they're not dependent on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not the goal. It shouldn't be the goal. And I guess you'd agree with me that if a coach wants to act like you can't do without them, you need to probably let them go, right?
I would absolutely agree with that.
Yeah. This is fascinating stuff, folks. Dr. Terry Levine, she and I will be right back. We got a lot more to come. The new book is called Coaching is for Everyone, and I recommend it. Stay with us.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour.
Watch them roll away again.
Little Otis Redding bringing us back there, the late, great
sitting
Otis Redding.
On the dock of the bay.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out and use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Dr. Terry Levine is our guest. She's Master Certified Coach, and that's a very high level of certification. And for coaching, her book is called Coaching is for Everyone. Learn how to be your own coach at any age. It's a self-help book, folks. It will help you to, whether you're with your coach or you have a coach or not, it'll help you understand some of the concepts of coaching and talking to yourself and how to talk to yourself in a positive way. Terry, tell us where the book's available and how we can contact you.
Absolutely. Just go to terrylevine.com. That's terrylevine.com/book.htm. So again, it's terrylevine.com/book.htm. And you can also drop me an email right from that webpage if you have any questions. Happy to talk to people.
Check it out, folks, and use it to your advantage. And that's the best place to find the book, folks. And you might want to think about can they read more about the book on the site?
Absolutely, yeah.
A little bit about. Okay, good. If they want an autographed copy, can they ask you for that?
They sure can.
All right, so folks, tell them you heard it from on my show, and tell them you want it autographed, and Terry will autograph it for you. And as I tell my people who buy my books, when I autograph them, Terry, that'll make them worth at least 50 cents extra in 100 years. okay, we're talking about coaching, how you can be your own coach. Do I need to have spent some time with a coach like yourself in order to coach myself?
In truth, no. And when I wrote this book, I really wrote it as if people did not have a coach. And so if you do have a coach, that's an advantage. If you've had a coach, sure. But if you've never had a coach, it does not make a difference. You'll be able to pick the book up and instantly begin to learn the foundational coaching skills and make changes in your work and in your life.
What changes would be an example of some change that somebody might want to make that coaching would help?
It could be to be more successful in business by actually working less. You know, so many people, Jim, are successful because they
I'll
work
drink to
so
that.
Much.
Yeah.
So how do you work less? How do you really decide what's a priority in your life? What's a value? How do you know what you really want versus doing a lot of what we call shoulds? How can you listen better, communicate better? How can you ask yourself the right questions to get new answers? So those are some examples, and what it does is it builds you, so it's personal development, and at the same time, it builds you as a more successful business person.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Well, you know, some of us are in our own way. Sometimes, and I guess all of us to some degree, Terry, we are in our own way. We are our own worst enemy in this thing or that thing, maybe all the time. We don't give ourselves permission to be successful. We walk around with baggage that we either didn't know we have, or we know it and we cultivate that baggage. You know, we keep scratching that itch. Are those things that people need that coaching would help?
For sure, and I definitely agree with you. All of us are in our own way. The one thing that blocks us and stops us is us. It's our stories, our fears, our programs. So we kind of clean you out from the inside and get rid of a lot of that programming so that you can live a life really based on what's important to you now.
I like that word programming. You talked to us about that a little bit. Is that, We've had lots of help being programmed, haven't we? Coaches and you know, athletic coaches, teachers, ministers, neighbors, parents, aunts, uncles, big brothers and sisters, you know, bullies in the schoolyard or whatever. We've had lots of help being programmed a certain way, haven't we?
We really have, and it starts, you know, as soon as we're little kids, we're told, no, you should do this, you shouldn't do this. And so what they're saying now in human development is that by age 3, we forget authentically who we are. We live a life based on these programs and these stories. And what we do here, Jim, in Coaching is for Everyone, is we say, wait a minute, go back and listen to that program or story. Is that true for you? Do you want to still live based on that? I worked so hard years and years ago because my parents told me, work hard and someday you could retire.
Mm-hmm.
That's a program I don't choose anymore.
Exactly. You want to live your life. Terry, this has been fascinating. Give us your website again, please.
It's terrylevine.com/book.htm.
But, of course, if they just want to find out about Terry, they can just go to terrylevine.com, right?
You got it, of course.
TerriLevine.com. Terry, I've got about 30 seconds. I got to know about the Formula Dodges. Tell me about it.
I always have liked to go fast. I love open wheel racing, and so I have my professional race car license in a Formula Dodge vehicle, and I love it.
Where do you race it?
Typically in Florida, Sebring, Florida.
Oh, you take it out of Sebring. Do you actually drive in races?
I've only done one, and that was a few years ago, and cost a bunch of money, but I plan to do another one,
was
Jim.
Was it fun?
Oh, it was awesome.
I got to come down there and drive. That'd be fun. Will you let me drive your car?
I will definitely let you drive my car.
Hey, Terry, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
Terry Levine, ladies and gentlemen, she's been gone for a while, but we're not going to let her get away much longer. We're going to get her coming back real soon. Got to take a quick break. Stay with me. Right back with another excellent lady, Ruth King. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.